Okay, everybody. Sorry about the couple minute late start there, just a little glitch, but thank you everybody for tuning in to another episode of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here joined always by my co-host Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad, Brian. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It seems like it has been a few weeks since we've been on, so I think sometimes that's better though. It gives us more time to have more stuff to talk about, you know? Sometimes if we're on every week, I feel like we repeat things a little bit, so I don't mind going every couple of weeks sometimes, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And here's the thing, man, is that back in the day, Miguel, if you're hearing echo, maybe you have two players on. That might be possible.
Yeah, you must still have the other one open.
Back when I was doing radio every night at Inform back in the day, it was like, it was too much, and it was like, you run out of stuff to talk about. But this is great. I mean, we meet up every week, or sometimes every other week, and come out and shoot the shit, and usually get to the bottom of things. And I think that this is the the better way to do it. Obviously, if you're, getting paid to do this, would be a lot easier. But we're not asking for anything. We don't. This is that's the difference. When you get paid, that's when you have to give things up and not report certain truths. And that's not what we're here for. We're here to, give you the bottom line on everything as we see it. And as you all know, most of you guys are research with us and whatnot. You probably will see it as well if you don't already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just replying to Miguel in the chat. Yeah, Miguel, you must have two windows going. Nobody else is getting the echo.
No,
That would be the
he's
only
okay.
reason. Yeah, he's okay now. Yeah, I know what you mean about doing the shows every day. Remember, I was doing shows every day with Informed with you guys, and I was doing shows on The Last American. I was doing 9 shows a week. Like, I was just running out of shit to talk about. It wasn't that bad because I was just waking up at the time, so it was like everything was new to me, 9/11, GMO food, fluoride, I mean, chemtrails, the fake left-right paradigm. This was even before we got into, them actually faking events and all of that. I mean, the moon hoax. There was just so much stuff to talk about, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't mind doing it once a week because you know what it does is it gives us more time to prepare to put on a better show for everybody too. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. You get burnt out when you gotta do it one night. You're like, sometimes it's not bad. We put on a couple good shows where we really didn't have that much to talk about just because of people calling in and whatnot. But of course, we do a structured show. Usually, it's good on its own. We can go either way. I mean, and obviously that's thanks to everybody out there too, because a lot of the times you guys will say something and that'll, hey, bring up something else and getting the dialogue going. So, I mean, that's one thing. It's an interactive show, and it's a good thing I think we got going here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shane in the chat said you can't talk about 9/11 enough. And Shane, that's kind of true, buddy. I mean, we even last week, like we had not last week, but last show, we probably had about 5 or 6 solid topics we wanted to talk about, and somebody just kept coming in and asking, "Well, what about 9/11? What about 9/11?" And it's almost like, "Oh, you can never turn down a thing about that." And we got into a 5-hour show. We're actually already getting a call, Justin. I'm gonna throw Tiffany on the line right now. So give me 1 second here. Tiffany, you're live on the air with Justin and Brian. You got some background noise going on there, though.
I know. Hold on.
If you got the stream on, turn it off too, so that you're not hearing the echo. It'll mess you up.
There? Better?
Yeah, that's much better. And if you hear an echo, you just need to shut the window you were listening to us in, because now you're gonna hear us through the Skype also. You might hear an echo.
Okay.
Then when you get off, just open the stream back up. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. This is the first time I'm on here, so I'm a little nervous.
It's okay. It's okay to be nervous. What do you want to talk about? What was your question?
I don't know right now. I don't know yet. So, is that okay?
You want to sit back for a couple minutes, and if you want to throw something out there, you can throw something out there or whatever.
Yeah.
You're a little nervous.
Yeah.
By the way, it's good to hear your voice, Tiffany. I've seen you in the groups for a while now, and you know, it's always good to hear someone's voice, to put a, you know, at least a voice to the name or in the picture or whatever, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely glad you called. I've been chatting with Tiffany back and forth for a few weeks now, and she's been really waking up to a lot of things really fast, at a really fast pace, I'd say, in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've probably thrown so much 9/11 stuff at her. I know James has, and I know a lot of it's brand new to her, and she's really come a long way in understanding it. Tiffany, something you asked me about, though, maybe I could kind of lead you into a question. You wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the laws that Justin was addressing, you know, like last show, and how you thought some of the legal system was pretty fucked up. Is there something maybe you wanted to comment on that with Justin? Or?
I wanted, like, I don't know right now.
Yeah, I mean the legal system is designed to screw over poor people. It's designed to screw over people that don't know what's going on. It's total bullshit, you know. And as far as even the laws that we're told are laws, in reality they're mostly just policies, and that's what's going on, is we have policy enforcement going on. And it's just, you know, and the fact is the cops don't even know, they don't even know the real laws behind things. They're brainwashed at the academy, similar to military, you know?
Yeah, I just wanted to know a few stuff. So,
well, yeah, the whole thing too with the laws is the laws aren't always about justice. A lot of the laws are set up to basically, you know, keep their agenda in place. Like, for instance, you know, lock up people that, you know, not necessarily everybody that's poor, but they'd be a lot quicker to lock up a poor person that's not making them any money than a really rich person that's either doing something for them and making them a ton of dough, or somebody that is really rich that they can tax the hell out of. You know, you see a lot of things like that, or just, you know, like, you know, you can rape a 5-year-old boy and go to jail for 2 years, but you can sell a bag of cocaine and go to jail for 10. It's pretty screwed up, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't understand that at all. So that's what I was trying to say. I don't understand, from doing drugs, you get more years, but doing rape, you get less years. That's why I didn't get that part.
Doing drugs that they're making money off of. Part of it's because they're trying to take out their competition.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a good part of it is, you know, that's the thing too, is, you know, there's the CIA is the biggest drug dealer on the planet, you know, and that's why, you know, they let these certain people go until they have no use for them, like Pablo Escobar and, you know, many others along the way. Barry Seal was a guy who was flying in coke for the U.S. for years, and Oliver North and Bush Sr. and everything. They got rid of him, you know, when they didn't need him, you know. And the same thing goes with a lot of these people and whatnot. The problem is when you get down to, like, drug, you know, small-time drug dealers and drug addicts, they just they want to. It's part of the way of getting. You know, once you're in the system, you're screwed, and that's kind of how it is. And you know, it keeps their coffers filled with the private prison industrial complex, the regular, you know, prison industrial complex, and just, you know, all the money that is made out of it, you know, and just,
and it's
the
a
fact
lot,
of,
Justin. People think that there's not a lot of money made off the prisoners.
Billions.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Billions. You check out those stocks on the stock exchange and see how they're doing. They're never doing bad, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Nope.
And it's not that they don't lock people up, it's the people what they lock them up for and what they don't lock them up for, you know? I mean, you could get away with some pretty heinous crimes and get off a lot easier than you could doing something that just kind of threatens the establishment a little bit.
Well, you know, and the huge thing about that too is, like you're saying, a rapist will get, you know, 2-3 years, and a small time drug dealer or a drug addict will get, you know, I mean, even like a drug addict will get 2, or a drug dealer will get, you know, 8 or 10. You know, well, here's the thing is, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, the rapist actually makes it is better for them to have out in the street. You know, they want rapes. They want people to live in fear. You know. As far as, you know, the drug dealer goes and whatnot, to them it's just they know someone else will take his place, and that'll just be, you know, there's no shortage of of that happening. And as far as, you know, they're right now, they're destroying America one, you know, is by so many different ways, by throwing drugs at us, by, you know, by making stuff like provocative stuff like that cool. So then, you know, I'm not just saying, you know,
cool,
that that's
cool.
Why.
I mean, did you ever see TV lately?
All
the drugs that they push, you know, all the prescription drugs that they're pushing through the doctors who don't really know how to do shit but give you vaccines and write prescriptions. And they have advertisements all over TV. And if you ever sat there and watched the side effects of it, it's like, why would you ever buy any of this shit? You know, it's pretty crazy.
You know, and here's the reason why people buy into it. Because they think that a doctor goes to medical school and learns all this stuff. But in reality, you know, don't get me wrong, they do learn a lot about the anatomy, and they know the body like anything else. However, they don't know the proper medications to treat, you know, different things, and because Big Pharma has a handle on that, and they're taught by Big Pharma reps pretty much how to what to give people in what situation. I'm not talking about your emergency room surgeon, but I'm talking about your regular pediatrician or your regular general practitioner. You know, and that's the thing, is when you have, you know, people that's the thing about the whole system, is it's money before, preventing illness, and before, you know, making sure people don't get sick and everything else. And that's a big thing about, you know, Obamacare or Romney Care, whatever you want to call it. Romney actually invented it, which is the funny thing about it. You know, but it's really is, the system's backwards. It's meant to disenfranchise people. And to make repeat offenders out of normal people, you know. And
it's meant to have a trickle up effect as far as the whole economy goes, you know.
Yeah.
I know that's getting maybe a little off topic of the laws, but they're kind of geared towards, you know what I mean? Everything's geared towards having all of our money go to a select few, just like what
it
happens
is
with our taxes, and
it is.
It's all about the rich getting richer and the poor staying poor. And you guys don't want to be called poor, but I'm poor right now. I'm struggling to pay my bills. I'm sure most of you guys are, you know?
Yeah.
We're all feeling it. Everybody's feeling it. And the whole thing that sucks is, you know, they could take some of the money that we're giving away or funding Israel's military or doing all this other stupid shit with, and they could actually invest that back into the poorer communities and do things to make things better, or make the school system better, or make education better, or just, you know, do whatever they can to get people into jobs, and they don't give a fuck about that.
No, they don't. They don't. It's about going the other way. Now, here's the deal, too. Now, a lot of people don't understand the legal system, you know, what happens, and, you know, everyone thinks, well, you know, yeah, you have your right to a trial and everything, but here's the deal. You know, when you get arrested for something, if you don't have the money for a lawyer, now we're talking at least, you know, anywhere from $1,500, you know, from a small charge to, you know, to anywhere to $5,000-$10,000, you know, or more for, you know, depending on the charge. So, I mean, if you don't have that money, you're lucky to get a public defender.
Yeah.
Now, a public defender, in most cases, wants to be a prosecutor, and that's why they're doing that. You know, a lot of times they want to be a regular lawyer in the private sector, but either way, a lot of times that's what they're there for, is to actually, you know, they want to move up in the chain. So they're going to pretty much play ball and let you know, whatever happens. And that's why, you know, you can't take something to trial if you have no money to fight it, or if you're not confident in your lawyer. And that's why the rich get off, and that's why the poor.
They almost force you to plea out.
Always force you to plea out. They do.
Yeah, they force you to plea out so much. And Tiffany, I know, you know, I won't give away too much information, but I mean, I know you're down in the Florida area, and just tell us, you know, how bad is the job economy down there? It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even get a job. So
how long have you been trying to get a job down there?
Since I was 17.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Tell you what, same thing up here in Connecticut. You know, and Connecticut is supposed to be one of the richest states in the country, and yet, you know, you go from You go from
total. Yeah, if you live next to Vince McMahon.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the part of the state, the southwest towards the New York border. But that's the whole thing. There's these top notch jobs, and you go to dirt poor cities, and then you go to the suburbs, which are declining now because of drug use, because of people, you know, getting laid off from, you know, different factories, and you know, all they took everything and sent it overseas. Everything. There's nothing left for unskilled laborers or, you know, people that, you know what, people that even went to college around here can't find jobs, you know, or having to go back to school and become a nurse or something like that, because, you know, that's all that they're really hiring is people in the, in the sick health industry, you know, it's disgusting.
I wouldn't even doubt if most of those jobs that they send overseas, you know how they call it, like, sweatshops and this and that, and they make really low wages with terrible conditions? I wouldn't even be surprised if some of those places were straight-up slave labor camps. I really wouldn't. Would you be surprised?
Sweatshop. Yeah.
Well, no. What are you talking about? What is those written comments?
Okay, let's say they could manufacture, just for instance, I don't know where their companies are. Let's just say they could manufacture a bunch of Nike sneakers here, but they don't, and they send it off to some small country that they run or whatever. And then we hear these horror stories about all these people working sweatshops and this and that.
Yep.
Imagine they don't even work in sweatshops and make low wages. Imagine they're just straight-up slaves. Like, who's to say that they're not?
Here's the actual deal with these sweatshops, Brian. They pretty much are a slave. A lot of times they're actually chained to the assembly line. You know what I'm saying? So the fact of the matter is, and a lot of times, if you're not an actual slave, your parents actually just put you there. You can't leave. That's why do you think it's you are a slave? If you weren't, why do you think that the new the Apple store in China actually has nets up there to catch people from jumping off, because they had like six people jump off within
I've
like
heard a, about that, like at the iPod factory or something, right?
Yeah, yep, where the iPods and everything are made. They actually have people jumping off, and that's how. But they actually have, you know, the type of thing where you know, if a woman gives birth, she's right back on the assembly line that day. You know, that's how it is there. It's and they're working for, you know, say less than a dollar a day, and it's modern day slavery, but they cannot get anything else, and they've been forced to live in, you know, they've taken all these indigenous people across the world and forced them to live in squalling cities, because they've taken away their wildlife and taken away their, you know, everything else, and that's, you know, so nobody can sustain themselves. You know, they call this Agenda 21 sustainable development. Well, what they've done is they're forcing us all into cities, and then they're going to go and rape all the resources and pretend that they're actually doing it to help the wild. You know, so it all ties in. It's like everything is just, you know, part of one sick agenda.
No, it's really true, man. It really is. I mean, I've not personally, but I mean, I've known people from around here that have murdered people and have actually gotten out in 10 years. I know people that have raped people and gotten out in 5. Meanwhile, yep. My best friend's doing 11, never harmed anybody, just got caught selling some drugs to somebody a couple times or whatever, and he's doing 11 years, and he's doing the 11. They gave him like 14, and he's doing 11. He's done 10 already, and he's like a big teddy bear. He wouldn't harm anybody. You know?
Let me tell you like this. A couple of good buddies of mine got shot and killed a few years back. The guy that killed them originally, he did 12 years for shooting someone numerous times. You know what I mean? So you know, there you go. You know, you shoot someone, you only get 10 or 12 years. You know, but and then he came right out and killed two people. But then again, if you you know, you sell a plant, you get it to 12 years. It doesn't add up, you know?
No, it doesn't add up at all. The whole law system's totally whacked. Totally whacked. Did you have anything else you wanted to say on that, Tiffany?
Not that I know of, so. Not that I
you know of?
No, not now.
All right. Well, Why don't you call back in a few, and we'll put you back on when you have another question or when you're ready to chime back in.
Okay.
That way we can just leave the line open, but we'll definitely throw you right back on when you call in, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Great to talk to you, though.
Thank you.
For real, yeah, call back in. Call back in when you're interested in what we have to say.
Okay.
All right, awesome.
All right.
Bye. All right, it's good to hear from people from the group, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's good. One of our newer members I was introduced to by a few people, and she's been talking with a few of us back and forth lately, and she's come a long way in a short time. A real long way, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I felt today that I actually woke somebody else up, and it felt good, you know? Somebody that I'm not great friends with, I just know from the city, you know? He's from my city, we have some mutual friends, and you know, like 6 months ago, he sent me a few messages to my inbox. Hey, I kind of hear what you're saying. It's got me kind of thinking. And then I haven't talked to him since like May. And then today, I opened my inbox, and he sends me a message about, oh, do you know about the plane that crashed into the Empire State Building? This, that. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course I know about that. And he's like, wow, it's really got me wondering. I mean, how could that other stuff happen on 9/11? I'm like, exactly, man. Exactly. How could it happen? That could never happen. A plane could never make buildings come down, never mind buildings that big, crumble uniformly and vaporize everything in sight. It's just ridiculous. Then I sent him a picture of the... Yeah, then I sent him the picture of the second plane stuck halfway in the building, which you guys can all see. We're going to get to it later on in the show when we get into some other things, but it's on this page if you scroll down. But, you know, the second plane stuck halfway in the building and nothing's broken off the plane or the concrete. I asked him what he thought about that. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'm sure I will tonight. You know? So, and I've been getting good messages. Like I said, every week or so I get a good message from usually a person leaving another forum that's been talking about us, or just people that are randomly out there and have heard our stuff and want to you know just thank us for trying to put the truth out as best as we can. And we're not, you know, guys, we would never say we're right about everything, but what we do say is we will make a 100% effort to try and be right about what we tell you. You know, some people will just throw out anything they hear and see if it sticks. Well, they'll throw out anything that they know will raise interest or throw it out for effect. We make sure we have at least a little bit of a clue what we're talking about before we say it. You know what I mean? And we don't want you to take anything we say as gospel. We always want you to challenge us. We always want you to challenge anything we say and further research it. And you should do that with everybody, you know? You really should. It's one of the biggest keys of doing this whole thing, you know? Is being able to look at all different types of information, even mainstream, alternative, people like us, you know, and everything in between. Look at everything and learn to decipher for yourself what's fact and what's fiction. I think by now, you know, after just a couple of years doing this, you know, one of the skills that I've probably acquired is, man, my bullshit meter is through the roof. Like, if I watch an interview of a witness, and I mean, it's just like you can almost tell right away when they're lying. You know what I mean? And that's not proof of anything, but it leads you down roads to further investigate and look at some other things. And, man, you just see it over and over again. Like we're going to get into give you a little preview of tonight before we get into everything. We're going to talk a little bit about the Neil Armstrong situation. Neil Armstrong, of course, is the first man who allegedly, and I use that word allegedly strongly, allegedly walked on the moon, because that was total bullcrap. You know, after doing things like 9/11 and some other things we looked at, I mean, the moon hoax is something you can look at for a week and have a pretty good handle on that it was staged. I mean, there's just so much out there. We'll talk a little bit about Armstrong.
To be honest, I really think the moon hoax is something that you can look at in a couple hours and figure really out that it's...
I didn't want to sound like a, you know, like I was, you know, saying like, oh, you could just look at it in 5 minutes and know, but you really can. I mean,
you can.
You really can. I'm glad you said that.
You know, and here's the thing, when you come to, like, the stats of everything, you know, and just how much would really have to, how much would really have to go down, you know, that's the thing, you know, like, yeah. Like how much just unbelievable stuff and just the props that they show us and stuff, it's just hilarious.
And here's something interesting, guys. Not to say that they don't do this sometimes just to, you know, play games with you or part of, like, COINTELPRO type operations, but there were two documentaries that I was very much in support of because one of them was called The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. If you guys know, I did a moon blog. We did a moon show, a moon hoax show, and I did, like a little interactive blog to go with it, and that was one of the documentaries I plugged in it. And they actually showed them how they staged their approach to the moon, how they made it look like the Earth was so far away in the window, when in reality they had just blackened the spaceship and put a camera in the back of it and aimed it at the window, and you could see somebody actually walk in front of it. You can hear them talking to people, talking about, we're going to use this for playback later, and everything we supposedly saw was live. And this all went down on the same days they were supposedly at the moon. That video is now gone off my site, so I went to YouTube to check it out. It's totally scrubbed from YouTube. There's another video called Astronauts Gone Wild, which is basically the guy, his name is Bart. His name is Bart Siebel, and he's the guy that actually made that first documentary that we were just speaking of. And he confronted Buzz Aldrin and tried to get him to talk about it, give an interview about it. And we're going to play that for you later in the show. But Buzz Aldrin, okay, Neil Armstrong's little buddy, he was so mad about being questioned on his moon landing that he actually punched this guy in the face. This is like a 60-year-old man punching a 40-year-old man in the face for questioning him on the moon landing. Like, seriously, what do you got to hide, pal? And you can tell that he is absolutely hiding something. And here's one more interesting fact, and then we're probably going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and dive right into this Neil Armstrong stuff. I just want to throw this one more fact out there against you guys. You guys all know we've been taken over by TV. Now it's more the internet a little bit more, but TV for the last 50 years or whatever has been the biggest propaganda. When you think of interviews on TV, I mean, what do you think of? You think of people like Michael Jordan, you know, people like that. And, you know, you would think the first man to ever walk on the moon, right? The first man to ever walk on the moon, well, that'd be somebody that might have more interviews than somebody like Michael Jordan or you know, another famous athlete or a celebrity. How many interviews do you guys think Neil Armstrong gives every year? I'll give you a guess. Come on. One guess in the chat. How many interviews do you think he gives a year about the moon landing? This is the first guy to ever walk on the moon. And you know how many interviews he's given since... What year was it, Justin? 62, 69, right?
69, correct.
Since 1969, he has given zero interviews. Besides the original press conference, when they were forced to give a press conference all sitting together at NASA. Original interview. But, you know, that was it. That was the only one he's given at all. The only one. Now tell me that's not totally suspicious. Tell me that's not suspicious, you know?
But you guys, here's the thing is, no, I agree. I mean, you know, and you get to these people like that, it just shows he's got a guilty conscience, and there's certain things that he's probably a smart guy, you know, and he's probably, you know, just doesn't want to make himself out to look like a buffoon. That's probably the reason he never gave an interview. You know, he's probably embarrassed by the fact that he would, you know, have to sit there and spit out some bullshit like that. But, you know, they probably told him, hey, you want to be famous and put NASA on the map so we can eventually do really get there. Or, you know, who knows what type of heroic bullshit people.
Well, like Miguel said in the chat, probably because he's a shitty liar. It reminds me of another Armstrong. I'm sitting there at work the other day, okay? I work in a restaurant. They got the TV on. And I'll admit, I used to be a huge sports freak, but the last couple of years since doing this stuff, I've stopped all that. You know, I don't even really watch it much anymore. And they had the ESPN on, so I looked up for a few minutes, and they had Lance Armstrong on, another Armstrong. And oh, I'll God. Tell you, he reminded me so much of the other Armstrong, it was ridiculous. Now, here's a guy that supposedly beat cancer and all this, and he won 7 titles. I think most of them were in a row. I don't know if all 7 were. I think at least 6 of them were in a row. So he would be going down as one of the greatest cyclists ever. And, not, you know, I know you guys have heard the allegations about him doping, and there's, you know, there's supposed to be like 12 witnesses that want to step forward. He has already thrown in the towel and called it quits and just said, I'm not going to bother fighting against these guys.
he knows.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be brought to a courtroom. He doesn't want to have to face any legal issues. And he'd rather just take his chances and say, well, I never failed a drug test, you know? Because he knows that these guys – and these guys are, from what I hear, are ex-teammates of his. So they're throwing themselves under the bus to do this. So it's almost like, why would they lie, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. You know, like,
Pretty crazy stuff. Pretty crazy stuff. Guys, we're going to take a quick 4-minute break, play a quick song. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Also, besides the Neil Armstrong stuff, guys, we'll get a little bit into the Empire State shooting incident or whatever it was. We'll get a little bit into a couple of the other shootings. And we got a few more things on the agenda. I know Justin wanted to bring up a couple things, Ron Paul issues. I definitely wanted to get into some controlled opposition tonight. I feel it's something we haven't addressed in a while. Maybe get the basics out there for some of our new listeners. I got some great clips to play for you guys and stuff after, so stick with us. We'll be right back in 4 minutes. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio on TheRealNewsOnline.com.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck all arms. You a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your outline. Started 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk motherfucker, yeah, I let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me no boy, this ain't your fucking motion picture. I got your bitch up, my nigga get with ya. And then just taking a yak to the neck. So you better run a shit.
Jiggity-jack yourself before you wreck yourself. Jiggity-jack yourself before you wreck yourself, yeah, boy. Jack yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Jiggy-jack. Yeah. Jiggy-jack.
And then they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kind of rifle, cause that's an iPhone. AK-47, assault rifle. I'm a 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they floating bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your snow. Your dog used to be the dime one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a shit.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Check it, check. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it, check.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all not niggas again, but yo, y'all need to check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cause niggas is definitely going off.
Word is born, word is born. If you're foul, you better run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got 6 and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the clap. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your Gucci and your debt.
senses of Miami hurricane hit. Squad, niggas throwing limbs and lungs. Nappy dugout, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Everybody, thank you for sticking with us during that brief break. You know, we usually just, for the most part, talk about serious stuff on here. One night we went for like 5 hours, and the last half hour we were kind of just screwing around talking about video games and stuff. But I mean, if we're gonna talk about music, Ice Cube's one of my all-time favorites, and I know Justin feels highly about him too.
Yeah, no, definitely. From the West Coast dudes, I think you know. Here's the thing about Cube too I'll say this. He actually was one of the first that realized Jerry Heller was fucking them in NWA and caught onto it. Yeah. You know, so I mean, he did promote a lot of the gangster stuff that came out of there. But to his defense, you know, being young as he was and everything else, and you know, obviously there's you know, you're chasing dollars. Can't say I blame him so much as far, you know, as opposed to the guys that actually made a culture out of it and, you know, and recruited him, and I look at him more as a victim. But yeah, no, when you want to talk old school hip hop, you got to mention a guy like Ice Cube.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the Predator, what was it, America's Most Wanted, Lethal Injection, you know, they're all top
CDs. Even his latest stuff, a lot of people over here didn't have some of his latest stuff. His War and Peace discs were awesome.
War and Peace was pretty good, yeah.
They were a lot different, too. They kind of had, like, a little darker feel to them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean by the beats and stuff? But, yeah, that was some really, really good stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, let's get back into the Neil Armstrong stuff a little bit. Well, you know, we told everybody what it would. Supposedly, Neil Armstrong died. I don't know how long ago it's been now. It's probably been close to a week, you know. And is it me, or are you guys...
The 24th.
Are you guys seeing very little out there about this?
I think, well, the first couple of days after, they made a real big deal about it.
Yeah, I really haven't seen too much, and it's like I almost feel like because they don't want to show all the footage and stuff again and have people critique it. Have to show the people the flag blowing in the wind or the string picking the guys up. Or I mean, some of the stuff is just ridiculous. And this is a guy that, you know, I don't know if everybody in here is in agreement with this yet or has looked at the moon hoax yet, but the moon landing is totally a hoax. After the show, I suggest anybody to go to our blog section and check out our Moon Hoax special. If you go there, you'll see a couple audio files. Just play those, and then, you know, we'll talk you through the evidence. And I do apologize that some of the videos are down, but I didn't notice that till today. But I've re-downloaded the torrents. So once I get them back up on the site, which will probably be like tomorrow or something, they'll be back up there. Shane in the chat just said, with the no stars in the moon landing photo. Yeah, actually, if you guys just scroll down the tiniest bit right underneath the chat, I've got a few of the photos right there. I mean, look at the sky. It's just completely black. And this is a place that supposedly has no atmosphere. So that means no clouds. So that means you should see every single star that is visible to the human eye in the direction that you're looking. And you don't see any.
Right.
In any of the shots. They also said they didn't bring secondary lighting. If you look at that bottom right pic, obviously the little red image has been drawn in for effect to show you, but look at the shadow from the two astronauts. I mean, one astronaut's shadow is 3 times bigger than the other one, and they're standing right next to each other. Well, how does that happen from natural light?
You know, and here's one of the biggest things they use. It was a method that that Kubrick later used in his movies too, which was the way we used in 2001: A Space Odyssey, which is the foreground background thing, where you take you know, everything is real in the foreground, and the background is just a it's just a set. The back, you know, and that's why you'll see it in every shot. You'll see where the foreground ends. And the set begins.
Oh, yeah, you can see the seam almost.
Right, exactly. You see where they're adding in the background piece. It's always you'll see like the mountain or whatever that they're on. That part of it, and not even the whole mountain, but maybe like half of it, will be real. You know, and it's in a Hollywood. You know, it's in the desert or somewhere, and then behind it, you know, you can see exactly where the seam is. You know, where they put the background in.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, you know what else they did, too? I know you know, but just tell the listeners, they would use these backdrops of mountains, and let's say, like, a day or two would go by, they would tell you, oh, we're this many miles away from where we were the other day, and you would see the same mountain ranges, like, you would see the same set in the background, like, they would use it over and over again, like, people are stupid. And, you know, for the most part, people are pretty asleep. Not to say that people are stupid, because, you know, I believed it myself. We've all believed it for a long time, I'm sure. But people are so asleep that they won't even look. And that's the problem, guys. They won't even look. That's what makes people like us different. If people would just sit down for a couple hours and look at some of the stuff we're trying to tell them, it's so obvious. Guys, right below the chat, the picture directly below the chat, what do you guys think that is? That's the lunar lander, okay? Okay, and we've gone over this before, but since we're talking about Armstrong, we have to get into the moon hoax a little bit. But look at the lunar lander, guys. What is that thing made out of? That thing went through an atmosphere? That thing looks like we made it in art class in eighth grade with construction paper, duct tape, aluminum foil. I mean, seriously, guys, what do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that looks like that thing? I wouldn't take that thing to Walmart 2 miles from my house, never mind get in it and go to the moon. How about you, Justin?
No, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't, and not only that, the thing has to, it had to blast off, and it had to, you know, it had, just the fact that it had to, you know, actually make it from the shuttle to the moon and everything else and had to blast back off again. That's just hilarious. They even try to play that thing off like it's, you know, not just a Hollywood prop.
Oh, my God. And Simone asked what the interesting question is, why was it faked? Was it to win the space race? It wasn't really a space race. The whole Cold War seems to be that Russia, because Russia was doing the same thing along with the United States. They were faking missions to the moon, too. In my opinion, and I think Justin's in the same opinion, but he may not be, and we'll let him comment on this, too. I think that it was just basically to make us both look like we were super advanced in technology, suck up billions of dollars into our space agencies, and basically, you know, just build our militaries and our weapons like nobody else and become superpowers over everybody else and to scare the shit out of everybody else. Who the hell is going to want to attack us if we can go to the moon? You know what I mean? And you guys made another good point in the chat, too, to distract us from Vietnam. That's a very good possibility. I didn't even really think of that, but absolutely, Shane. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Oh, yeah. No, you know, and that was the thing at the time, you know, when Vietnam was – Brian's 100% right, though. To me, the Cold War was just done just to scare Americans and Russians, for one, to scare the rest of the world.
Sorry.
Scare the rest of the world into thinking that at any time, you know, these two countries are going to square off. So, you know, it scared all these other little countries into falling in line.
Yeah. Justin, we have a call. We have a call from Chris Kendall. I'm gonna throw him on. Excuse me.
Cool.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Good to hear from you, man. Been a long time.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, guys, this is Chris Kendall. He has a show over on TalkShoe. I'll make sure we get the link up there for you after, too. It's one of the very, very, very few shows that I'll actually listen to. He's very awake and very much into the same stuff that we're in. What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Oh, y'all was talking about one of my favorite subjects was like the moon hoax. And you guys were talking about how there hasn't been a lot of media coverage of Neil Armstrong. I had no idea that he allegedly passed away until you guys were just talking about it.
See? And, see that? Yeah. I wasn't imagining it, man. They're not even talking about it anywhere.
Wow.
No, it wasn't in the paper. If it was in the paper, it wasn't prominent at all.
Well, the one thing I saw was on the New York Times cover, of course, and it was on a split cover with the Manhattan shooter, which we're going to get into a little bit, too. So it was in with the supposed Manhattan shooting as well as a split cover, and it almost was like... it's almost like drawing a parallel, like the putting 9/11 almost in the space, the moon landing type thing, almost on the same page. You'd have to see the cover just to see what I mean. But no, but I hear you with that though. I don't know. Maybe you guys haven't heard a lot about it. I just remember the day after seeing that.
I would think it's not getting the kind of press coverage that normally, like when freaking Ronald Reagan died, that was in the news. I remember that for like about a week straight. It was just like saturation coverage of the funeral and on about Ronald Reagan and everything about like documentaries popping up about his life and what he did and on about Ronald Reagan, man. But like, here's the guy that stepped out on the moon allegedly, and then like, I didn't hear about it till now.
Just wow. Like the rest of his life, right, Chris? I mean, the guy's never given an interview.
Here's the guy that walked on the moon, and do you want to, let's say there's a television show, radio show, or a magazine or something like, what are we going to do? What are we going to put on our show? I don't know. I don't know. You think we ought to maybe contact Neil Armstrong? What did he do? He'd walk on the moon? I don't know. We don't have... And then he doesn't give any interviews, Right. I mean, that's just...
He would at least give the token Barbara Walters interview, on the 20th anniversary. You know what I mean? He would have done at least one or two.
They be giving interviews all the time, Justin. I mean, just think about, like I said earlier, all these athletes like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and whoever. Name anybody. All the interviews they've given. You're telling me this guy's not, if he really walked on the moon, 100 times more interesting than anything any of those guys have to say?
Yeah, he walked on the
friggin'
moon.
That's what I'm saying. He would have at least gotten his token interviews. There's no doubt about it. They would have at least had the nice planned, even if he didn't want to talk about it too much, at least the nice planned out ones. No, he refused to talk about it. That's pretty much how it goes,
Yeah. And Chris, when you looked into the moon hoax, was it after or before you realized that 9/11 was a fraud? Not maybe to the extent of that we know about the fraud with the fake video and everything, but at least knowing 9/11 was a fraud. Did you look at the moon stuff after that or before that?
I don't know if I can honestly tell you. I don't know, because I've been into like so-called conspiracy stuff for quite a while. And I'm sure that I heard about the moon hoax probably years before 9/11. And but the thing was, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff about it. Like, you could pick up books and stuff, and it was kind of like I was getting to the point even before 9/11 where something like that would come out and I'd say, yeah, that's probably true, it's probably fake or probably hoaxed or something's up, but then trying to go back, years ago and kind of piece all that together, like when I don't know.
But yeah. You would, nowadays, at least with all the stuff that's out there, I mean, that's a hoax that, like, I mean, look at 9/11 had us scratching our heads for years. We thought we had it right. We were wrong. And then, we've come to what's really going on. Like, the moon hoax is something that you could with all the footage that you have now, I mean, you could look at that for less than a week and be pretty sure of yourself that the thing's an absolute farce. I mean, there's even videos where you can see the guys being picked up by wires. I mean, what more do you need than that, you know?
Yeah, that's the one that really, really drove it home. I mean, they're like, there's been a lot of stuff out there for a while that was like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know all the technical ins and outs of what would be all involved in maybe going to the moon and all that. So you kind of have to rely on what somebody, their kind of expertise or what they say as far as the radiation belt and so on and so forth. But yeah, the guy, the footage of the guy and there's, you know, allegedly on the moon, and then you see him kind of, he's got like one of those like shovel or something in his hand, and he's trying to like get a rock sample, and he like stumbles forward, and he's like clearly dangling from a wire. There's just no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, you can hear him say he's about to get up to the other astronaut, and then like he's laying like almost on his chest, but instead of like pushing himself up with his hands, the backs of his ankles get like lifted up in the air first, and then his body straightens out.
Yeah. And they say something like, "Oh, whoa there, cowboy," or something, you know, the guy, and then they're kind of like, then you hear the one guy kind of giggle a little bit, like, if that's the same one, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, that was, they botched it pretty bad on that, because that's just so obvious, man. They're like, yeah, they're using some sort of, from what I understand, they had some sort of, a rig set up where, just like they do in, like, Broadway productions or what have you. From what I understand, Peter Pan or something's flying around on a wire, zipping through the air and stuff. So they have these rigs that, you know, have been around for a long time, where, you know, they can have someone fly or take off in the air, and they have like a track that kind of moves along and wires that move up and down, and then you have like stage hands in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the wires.
Exactly, yeah. What you're talking about. Yeah.
Counterweights and stuff like that, just old stuff, you know, that's been around. And oh yeah, by the way, I watched, it's funny because I watched 2001 Space Odyssey like last night.
Yeah,
I was messing around and I wanted to watch it because of that article I read, and I brought that up to you guys I think last time I talked to you, as a matter of fact. And where Stanley Kubrick, you know, that documentary was talking about how Stanley Kubrick
the moon landings. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, with the backdrops like you guys were just talking about,
with all those lights and shit that he had on there or whatever.
Yeah, right. With the it's called back projection technology or something like
the 3M
rear projection technology. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And yeah, if you watch that 2001 Space Odyssey, like, it's pretty damn good as far as like seamlessly incorporating that backdrop into the foreground. Like, the foreground is part of the soundstage, and the backdrop is actually a big screen that is, what they were talking about, it was like glass beads sort of strung and woven together.
Right.
And they can project off that, and it gives a real nice, vivid backdrop to the actors that are in the foreground.
Not nice enough to put stars up, though, huh, Chris?
Yeah, not quite. And you know, when you guys were talking about it, you know, you think about it, it's like, okay, this back projection technology, it's like incorporating glass beads. And you think about, now here's, this is just speculation, but maybe the reason why they didn't want to go ahead and put stars is because, you know, you think about glass beads with kind of reflect light, refraction of light, where, you know, if you were to put a pinpoint of light on them, they would kind of like give you kind of a weird effect that didn't look quite right. So they had to kind of scratch the whole thing and just went with just no stars. Stars on the moon. You can't see them. Screw it. Nothing to see here.
No big deal. They make no big deal out of it. And there's no atmosphere, allegedly, or whatever. So if there's no atmosphere and there's no clouds, I mean, you should be able to see every freaking star in the direction that you're looking at.
Oh, no. You're not going to see no stars, man.
It's a riot looking at all the pictures. They're completely black. The sky is just completely black. It's almost like the 9/11 sky. It's completely blue. There's not a cloud in it, you know? It's just complete blue.
Yeah. Just that one. And then the whole thing with the moon stuff. Yeah, like you're talking about with the capsule and all that. It is just chintzy, man.
Landa? With the construction paper and the aluminum foil we got up here?
Yeah, totally. Construction paper looking, hacked together.
Believe that? When I first saw that picture, I swore it must have been a fake picture. But that's the real picture of the Luna Landa.
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I don't think they want to rehash all that and get people's eyes on that.
Exactly. That's why I think they're not putting too much of the Armstrong stuff up, because showing all that footage over again, it's like people might actually start to have some doubt about some of the shit. I mean, they could put a few things up, maybe put the flag thing up, even though the flag's waving. Maybe put them, like, stepping off the thing or whatever. But you can't put all this stuff all over TV again. Some people are going to be like, what?
Well, you know, and here's the thing, too, is what they've done over the years is they've run these different things on the History Channel that, you know, where they debunk it and everything, and they debunk like the, you know, five or six easy things to debunk, you know, so five or six straw men, and even then they're only debunking it to the people that want to believe it happened. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, really, you know, the most people that are watching that believe it happened, you know, so they're not going to go against their gut. So, I mean, you know, even nowadays, as the technology gets better, I think maybe eventually it's going to be like, you know, I could see 20 years from now only 30% of the people really believing it, you know.
The technology gets better, but the photography and the videography gets worse for every event.
Yeah. Or, you know, you heard about how they lost the original tapes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you lose the tapes to something like that?
those tapes would be guarded more than the Hope Diamond is. Let me tell you that.
Black boxes from 9/11.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't have made, like, some decent copies of it to, like, have a kind of a backup? People back up old episodes of freaking MacGyver or something. I don't know. Like, it was funny.
With their technology, they should be able to at least make it 99.9% as good as the, you know, or whatever. That's just a total fucking with our intelligence to try to say lost it, you know.
Did you hear what I said, Chris, about the, I'm sure you've seen them both, and they were both two documentaries that I thought really exposed the moon hoax. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and Astronauts Gone Wild, they both scrubbed them from YouTube.
It figures they did that probably this week. Probably when
they must have just did it. I came on to prepare for the Yeah. You know which two movies they are, right?
Yeah, I saw those.
Yep. You know, so the funny thing on the way to the moon, for anybody listening, is the one where they actually show them staging their, you know, approach to the moon and leaving the Earth, and they fake the Earth being really far away by painting the inside of the space shuttle black and putting the camera at the back and making the walls look like outer space, so Earth looks really small. Go ahead, Justin.
My guess on that is within a couple days of him dying, they probably started taking down anything like that incriminating, knowing that it's going to get uploaded again. But they just figured by the time people noticed, and you know, because they know that this stuff is going to be coming up again, and people are going to be on YouTube looking at different, you know, once they heard that he died. So they're going to be up there looking. They know it's going to get uploaded again. They don't care about that. They just know it's going to take 2 weeks or so. So the amount of people that might possibly see it is going to be drastically less. You know, if all that's out there for debunk films is the History Channel one or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and the other one they took down was the Astronauts Gone Wild, where Buzz Aldrin, you know, punches the maker of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon in the face. He punches him in the face for questioning him about the moon landing and telling him he knows it's fake, this, that, and the other thing. I searched the hell. I went on my website today because I was just going to get the movies ready for tonight's show, get certain clips of it ready, and they were gone. And I was like, hold on here. So I went to YouTube, searched and searched and searched, and nowhere to be found. I was lucky enough to find a clip from Astronauts Gone Wild, the perfect 10-minute clip where they have their little confrontation, and then he gets punched in the face. So we're going to play that later for people. But, yeah, I mean, this just goes to show that we got to do something that I was planning on getting really going this week. And we really got to start, you know, not just saving our videos to YouTube. I mean, we really got to start backing all this shit up to our hard drives. All the moon videos, all the 9/11 videos, all the 7/7, you know, whatever else you're investigating, guys, saving it to your YouTube's not good enough because they just delete videos like that and they're gone. And that's it. I was lucky enough to go to, you know, go and find torrents for both of them. I got them both downloading now, so I'll get them back up on the site tomorrow for everybody. But if anybody needs them, contact me. I'll send them to you, whatever. But those are two great documentaries that I think everybody should see, along with Doc Mission 1 and 2, which really show the a lot of the lighting problems
now,
and the shadow issues.
No, that was everything. Up. That wasn't down.
I didn't check yet. I was so busy getting ready for the show, I didn't check that third one. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's down,
see
too.
If someone could check that now and report back if Dark Mission 1 and 2 are still up on YouTube, that'd be good to know.
Yeah, somebody search that on YouTube and see if it comes up. It should come right up. It's like a two-hour documentary, and let me know if it's still there. I'd be surprised if it is, because I would think that they would take that one down too. But you could still find the torrents out there, but they are definitely scrubbing things from YouTube like crazy. Some of my Alex Jones videos, you know, exposing him as COINTELPRO, which we're going to get into later tonight. We're going to do a little section on that, just kind of for the beginner stuff for some of the new people in the group. I've had about 7 videos of his erased in the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, YouTube is certainly no safe place to save your videos. I'm sure we knew that, but I think the rush is kind of on to start really, all of us that are pretty serious into this, start backing this stuff up to our hard drives because it's getting deleted. They're deleting all of it.
Yeah, Cave Monk Dave sent me he sent out a video that he found about the
Virginia one?
Yeah, the Virginia Tech shooting, yeah.
Yeah, I got that on my email from you, yep.
Yeah, so you saw that, and where you see Wikipedia just within the first, what was it, like 24 hours or something, somebody had done a series of screen captures and then put them together in a video, and you could see how the propaganda just was in flux, you know? You could see, like, all the entries being put in, deleted, revised, and, you know, continually. And did you read my reply back where I put in the stuff about the IMAX video and all that?
Yeah, I seen your reply back. I actually didn't even get around to actually watching the whole video yet. I've only watched a little bit of it, and then I had to run out to work that day. So why don't you just go into a little more detail about it?
Well, I think just what that illustrates, you know, is just a series of screen captures that someone had took off the web, like during the initial hours after the Virginia Tech shooting psyop with the guy that didn't they say that he killed like 33 people or something like that?
Yeah,
I remember
like that.
Virginia Tech. Yes, exactly. It was 32, and he was the 33rd.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how they're saying the Aurora shooting is the deadliest shooting in American history, but because I think that would have it beat, you know. But But anyway, yeah.
Maybe they're saying the most body. I mean, most injured, but that's not most dead. So I mean, obviously, right? It doesn't go ahead.
Oh, okay, that was injured.
Yeah, because there were like 70 something injured. Allegedly.
Yeah.
We got some witnesses, you know, alleged witnesses from that we're gonna play later too. Chris, isn't it funny also how in all these events there's always, you know, some of the main witnesses featured always tell you it was just like a movie. It's almost like they're tipping you off to the fact that it's fake. I mean, with everything, I've seen it with so many 9/11 witnesses. I've seen it with the Aurora run, the Aurora, which we're going to play in a little bit. Uh-huh. Even the Mars thing, when they did that stupid Mars thing. And why would they name the waiting period for the pitchers 7 minutes of terror? I mean, like, really? Is that what the waiting period for pitches is called? 7 minutes of terror? And then so finally, after you wait for hours and hours, they put this NASA woman on for an interview. And within 30 seconds, what does she say? Oh, it was, my God, it was just like a movie.
Really?
It's almost like to make you believe in surreal events that can't be possible. That's why they say it. You know what I mean? Oh, it was just like a movie. It was so crazy, you know?
They allegedly sent a probe up to Mars.
Yeah, with their pictures that came back that looked like they were taken with the Quaker Oats can camera I made in photography class.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, that's looks a lot like maybe the Arizona desert with the saturation level, the red saturation brought up on it. Yeah, it looks a lot like that. That's. I saw a little bit of that, and that's what it looked like to me. I just saw pictures of it, the alleged pictures of the surface of Mars.
Yeah.
I'm saying that could be anywhere in the United States out in the desert, and they just crank up the red saturation or run
a billion dollars, and we can't get a high definition picture.
Even, maybe even Australia, they got a lot of military shit out there now, too. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, Australia, yeah. I don't think you'd have to do much to Australia to make it look like Mars.
No, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, back to what I was saying about that video that Cave Monk sent out, that one where it shows just the Wikipedia entry just going crazy, you know? It's just being, okay, this information's put in there, retracted, put out, other information has been put in, and it goes, then the article goes real long, and then it goes real short, and then it goes, and it just goes, it's just all over the place, you know, within the first so many hours. And, you know, somebody may look at that and say, oh, well, that's just what happens on real events, you know, you got different contradictory information and stuff. Well, I don't know, I don't think so, not to that extent, but anyway, but what that just shows is, like, the nature of just digital information, you know, out there on the web, or, you know, maybe even on your own computer or own ebook reader, because all these books now are going to the electronic format, and they're really pushing these ebook readers and stuff, and when I sent my reply to that, I was talking about, well, I mean, That is what's going to be the future, where everything is digital. And they just snatched the stuff off out of the ether, man, when they want to shove it down the memory hole. And everybody just can just, you know, forget it even existed. And it's just that easy. They could just zap it and it's gone.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what it seems like it's moving toward. And then, like, I scan the newspaper every day, you know, I can't tolerate reading a lot of the just pure propaganda in there, but I noticed they had an article, and when I see it in my local paper, I assume it's part of some sort of agenda or something they're communicating or getting across, but that article about Ray Bradbury's book, The Fahrenheit 451,
yeah,
that book is about, you know, a dystopian future where the fire department, you know, burns books and stuff like that, you know, And so, yeah. And that, and then there was this, allegedly he was opposed to having, his books put in an ebook format, but then he, allegedly changed his mind and allowed Fahrenheit 451 to be put in an ebook format. And I mean, you think about it, okay, that subject matter that's in that book, and that okay, so it goes to ebook format. So what? You know, it gives all books are on ebook format, but why would they make it a point to make sure that that's, you know, even in my Hicktown local paper here, you know? So it's like kind of communicating the message across, like, yeah, this is the future of books and information and stuff, you know, being all digital. And the idea that, you know, you would have to have someone destroy physical books, that's obsolete now. You know, it's digital. They could be edited on the fly.
Oh, yeah, as if they didn't have control of the information enough as it is. You know, now they want, you know, just to be able to wipe it out whenever they want, you know?
Yeah, just like the moon. They can just do it at a press of a button now, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Speaking of witnesses, there was I got a new job, so I was working like Thursday through Sunday, 5 to close. So I didn't really have too much time to research over like the last probably week. So I didn't really start digging into the Empire State Building thing until today. So the very first witness I watched, and we're going to play it probably in about 5 or 10 minutes going into the next break. The very first witness I watched, it only took her a minute and 15 seconds. And you know what she said? It was just like watching CSI. And since 9/11 just happened, you know, I was really scared or whatever. just like watching CSI.
There's a picture actually I came across. There's two people in the background are smiling, and one has a Batman shirt on.
Oh yeah, so she was laughing, you know, even the interview. The first 30 seconds, she's laughing. And just saw these people get gunned down.
And there's a person. The front of the picture is a person hugging like a woman that looks like she just lost her son or husband or something. And in the background is a girl smiling from ear to ear, and the other kid with a dumb look on his face with a Batman shirt on.
Oh yeah, it's like some of the stills we have from 9/11. I'm sure you've seen some of the stills where some of the crowds that were inserted or whatever. You can see people smiling and just being jovial and looking around, and they're supposedly walking away from the towers.
Yeah, right.
And the towers just supposedly collapsed with, you know, all these people in it, and they're just walking around like jovial, all like happy about it, not in a rush, not crying, not upset. You know,
they just came from the barbecue that they're at. Like the one guest you had on that was talking about, they had
Nick.
Yeah, barbecue.
They just ate some of Nick's hamburgers.
That was a good burger.
Wasn't that,
man,
something else, man? And Nick was actually somebody that tried to debunk me when he first. We did a show. Me, Justin, and James Sloan did a show, and we just, you know, we named it the 9/11 Hoax Uncovered, and we got into everything. And this was after we finally found out about all the fake video and everything. So we started breaking all that down. And then somebody had posted the link to it in, like, the group. And then Nick had come on. He's like, oh, that can't be true. Hoax. He's like, I saw a bunch of people covered in dust. And I see the link, and I'm like, hold on. You saw people covered in dust? You were there? He's like, yeah, I was there. This is a bunch of bullshit, yada, yada, yada. But we exchanged phone numbers and started talking. And then the more he started talking, the more he started realizing that so many of the things he saw made no sense. I mean, like, emergency vehicles were being towed out, but none of them were crushed or anything. They were just covered with dust. You know, he went down there to work in a triage center. They had him flipping hamburgers, and he asked them, "Hey, where's all the injured?" And they tell him there are none. I mean, just such a joke, you know?
Yeah, do you know how many injured people there would be if you have that?
Oh, of course.
Just people that are kind of milling around and whatever around that area.
Thousands, wouldn't they be? If 3,000 got crushed by the building, I mean, how many injured would there be? There were supposedly 50,000 in there, so you're telling me all the other 47,000 made it out safely and none of them got hurt?
Yeah, it'd be like trying to rush, just the people stampeding and like crushing each other trying to get out, I mean, would be a big number of injured right there alone, you know, just the people trying to get out and evacuate and then, you know, falling downstairs or whatever, just in a rush to get out, you know, because people would panic more than likely.
Oh, yeah, he said there weren't even any ambulances screeching out of there, anything like that. And then there's also videos from, like, Arlington Hospital where you see the reporter out there giving an interview, and it's like all the doctors and nurses are mulling around outside. They're, like, not even rushing around taking victims and nothing. They're all just, like, it's like a big photo op, you know?
Yeah, no burn victims, nothing
Nothing. No. Nothing. Nothing. You got witnesses like Kenny Johanneman, who says him and Willie Rodriguez carried this guy out who had his skin melted off, 33% off his body, this, that, and the other thing. Willie says the guy's shirt was so red, covered in blood, he thought he had a red shirt on. Meanwhile, Kenny's got a perfectly white shirt on outside giving this interview, talking about this situation without a smear of blood on him at all. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Was that the guy that allegedly...
supposedly killed himself.
Yeah. Killed himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, spotless shirt. Yeah, I just spotless got through... shirt.
Fake towels in the background. It looks like the antenna's cut off in half. It's like...
Yeah, I remember seeing that where the antenna's missing. Yep. Part of the antenna's missing.
Yeah, you can see half the antenna missing off the tower, and he's out there with a perfectly white shirt on telling you how he carried out this guy covered, soaked in blood.
Yeah, I mean, you think that, like, man, there's really that people out there would be willing to lie like that, you know, or something like that. But yeah, unfortunately, there is, obviously, because, you know, if it's a fake backdrop, and then, like, well, William Rodriguez is a complete fraud, you know.
Oh, completely. And he's been trying to contact me lately. You believe that?
Is that right?
I swear to God.
What does he want to contact you for?
He wants to contact me because he's seen all the attacks from Phil Jahan for the last 6 months. So he wants to act like, you know, oh, he's my buddy and, you know, he hates Phil. And since, you know, and so fucking he wants to, you know, help me dig up dirt on him, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just like, you know, I want nothing to do with the guy. The guy, out of all the frauds in 9/11, we're talking about probably the biggest one. He's been sending me inboxes to my Facebook. Would you believe that?
Tell him. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Come on your show.
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good idea, and then we'll expose the shit out of him. Because I tell you, obviously we're getting pretty close to the truth if people like that are starting to contact me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what may be going on, which I kind of got a gist of kind of dealing with Phil and stuff, my limited exposure to him, but it's like, oh, okay, you're researching this stuff too. Yeah, I really like that video you did, like and then they want you to get all involved with them, you know, so
they want to keep you distracted, running in circles, and then eventually, Chris, when you finally get to the fake video or anything CGI or anything like that, that wasn't physical, that was actually Hollywood, which I started to get into in about January, and I brought it up to him, his whole attitude changed towards me, and the guy totally flipped. He's been attacking me for months now, attacking my family, never leaves any evidence of anything, of course. The guy has even accused me of choreographing the 9/11 videos. I mean, these are the same videos that are in the archives. Like, I didn't make up any of these. Go do some research and go in the archives. Go on YouTube, Camera Planet. It's all the same videos. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, I was like 20 years old when 9/11 happened. You think I fucking masterminded the thing when I was like 12 and started making videos? It's like, come on, man. It's just such an absurd insinuation, you know? He's telling people that, though, all over Let's Roll forums. I have a new person every week that comes over from Let's Roll and emails me and tells me, wow, what's up with this guy, Phil? He really has it out for you. And they're all just leaving there. They're all jumping his ship, just like I knew they would, because they've heard me and Justin on there. They know we're just regular guys. Like, that guy is so so fucked. It's crazy, yeah. Dude.
That dude ain't right, man. Yeah, for sure.
Dude, everything, whether it's dummies being thrown out the windows instead of people just being photoshopped on, even the dust cloud, Chris, said that they had a big dust ball on the roof of the tower and they pushed it off.
A dust ball?
A dust ball. Like, what the hell is even a dust ball? You know what I mean?
Right,
How do you keep it composed and, like, put it up there?
Yeah. Magic dust ball. Then he's like telling
you guys warned me about him a while ago. I mean, I don't want to go on and on about Phil because we've done it for shows. But if you could real quick, why don't you tell everybody about the phone call you guys had with him and what happened to the phone call?
It went on and on for a while, like 4 hours. I don't know, 4 hours or something. And then he was doing a talk. He started a talk show channel and was going to do a talk show. A regular talk show, and he talked mainly with Marcus for a couple of hours at least, and then I talked to him for a couple of hours, and then there was another, if I remember right, there was another episode, and then Those calls were never posted on his YouTube channel, and then like he claims that he doesn't, or I mean not YouTube, TalkShoe, and then he claims that he didn't know a thing about TalkShoe, could barely get it up and going, but yet he knows how to stop the call from auto posting, which is what it defaults to. It's going to post your call up in the archive by default. And so he obviously knew enough about it to prevent the call from being posted, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, he plays dumb. Just like he banned me, Justin, and another researcher that had been there for 7 years over me bringing up the CGI stuff to him. And then I had Simon Shack on the show, as you know. He flipped out about that. Then as soon as he flipped out about that and banned us, they were all buddy-buddy again on his website, and then they were all fighting again like a month later. It's like, are these guys serious? And then a week later, I'm getting attacked, you know, on the Clue site by people over there. And it's like, I did nothing but let this guy come on our show. And it's almost like they want to keep the – I do think that the Clue site is right about so much stuff, so much of the video fakery and the photo fakery. But it seems to me almost like they want to keep the information in-house. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you?
Well,
they even called me Nico Halt, Web Theory, everything, dude. It was crazy. Real crazy. They told me I shouldn't be insulted by that. You just called me Ace Baker, Nico Halt, and the Web Theory. I'm pretty fucking insulted.
And like a dick rider or an ass rider, something like that. Like you're trying to say that you're riding his coattails or something that had to do with that. And it was like, you know, you went there and just answered, you know, you went there and presented yourself and answered whatever questions people gave you. And then it was like, no matter what you said, it wasn't enough for him. And it was just...
Oh, this was two weeks after he told me how much he trusted me on the phone and thought he was really good at judging people. And he knows when he's talking to somebody real.
It made me decide not to end up joining, you know, because I've always been a reader there, but it made me decide not to join it because I figured, wow, this is another, you know, let's roll forums type thing. You know,
I think their whole feud is bullshit. Because why are the three of us banned, but Simon Shack isn't banned after all this time? Why is he still on Let's Roll, but we're all banned? Does that make any sense? If that makes no sense, like it's our enemy, you know?
No sense at all. And it's just hilarious how, like, no matter what, he keeps bringing up me, you, and some other guy, and saying that we're, you know, it's just hilarious. It's like, you know. It's just even crazy that we have to still bring this shit up, but it's like, you know,
he keeps threatening to sue me. Phil Jahan has been asking people on his forum, Chris, in posts, asking however many people read his forum, whether it's hundreds, whether it's thousands, who knows, you know, He wants legal help. He wants a lawsuit opened up against me for slander and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, he's saying that my father financed 9/11 and I made the videos and all this. And I've ignored him for like, it's been like 6 or 7 months. I think I've responded to him one time. He's threatening to sue me. That's how much of a dirtbag the guy is. But anyways,
he's trying to set up a legal defense fund or some shit.
Yeah, that's to come after me. Yeah, that's to come after me for, I don't know. I don't even know what it's for, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny. I'll show you some things later, man. And then he tries denying. He said this, he said that. Oh, I never said you choreographed the videos. And then, of course, I got screen grabs of it. And we posted the screen grabs. And then he, like, selectively grabs the screen grabs and cuts them off and puts them on his forum, like, to make himself look good, but doesn't put my whole reply. Like, it's so over the top. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, I wish I would have listened to people a little sooner, because a couple people warned me about that guy. But there was a lot of good information on that site. But then it's like, once you get to a certain point, it's almost like a high level of gatekeeping, and they make sure that you don't get, you know, to the next level.
Yeah. I think, like, Phil Jahan gets issued, like, some gold nuggets of information to put out there, and that are, I think, mostly accurate, you know, like the hollow, like, towers, like the floors and stuff, being, you know, vacant.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and
that's
incredible. And you know, you could see that picture. I'd have to dig it up, but it's off of that.
I have it right here.
Yeah, oh, you have it—the hollow tower picture. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody on this site seen it with the where you could see through, and then even 6 years later, you can still see through the top. And those are supposedly occupied by the same companies, Marsh McLennan, Cantor Fitzgerald. I mean, just those two companies lost supposedly 44% of the people on 9/11, and they're not even on those floors because those floors aren't even built.
Yeah, you see the sun shining right through where those floors are supposed to be. And that picture is still up at that architecture site.
Yeah, Lyra. Lyra.com.
Lyra.com. Yeah, the architects that designed the World Trade Towers.
Yeah, the towers and a bunch of other buildings around the world. So it seems to be a reputable site. It doesn't seem to be a Photoshopped picture. Of course, it could be. But then again, I mean, let's just go back to any of the 9/11 pictures. Any of the 9/11 pictures you look at, don't the towers have this washed out gray look to them where they're almost windowless and they have very little definition? It's almost like the CGI couldn't replicate the reflections of the windows and everything. Like, they just look so fake. And the other night for everybody, and I have it up on the site tonight, we'll play it after. I got the Flight 11 going into the North Tower in slow motion. And you can actually see the animator draw the airplane-shaped hole onto the building. And then I got the two still grabs from Clues that show you that the line is not there, and then it's there 20 seconds later. It's like, how much more proof do people need to realize that this is fake?
Is that on the Nade Brothers footage?
Yeah, I actually got it up on this webpage. If you're on our webpage where you logged in to listen, where our chat is and everything, if you scroll down underneath the moon pictures, underneath the witnesses, you'll see some Alex Jones stuff that we're going to get into. Then you'll see the two pictures of the fake plane, and then you'll see the video. The video is the Nade crash, but it's in slow motion, so people can. And anybody that thinks we vaulted any of this, go to the Nade film yourself. It's one of the more popular 9/11 documentaries, and dig the damn thing out yourself and look. Okay, it's there. The plane hits the building, blows up. There's no hole in the building, and even 6 seconds later, still no hole. And about 18 seconds after the plane hits the building, you can literally see the animator draw a black line on the tower.
Yeah, you see it go like bloop, 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 bloop. Like they just kind of pencil it in with a frame-by-frame kind of Photoshop. Like they did it. They did the fake CGI. And then, like, somebody was looking at it later and saying, oh, wait a minute. You know, that... You know, you have all those slats that are not damaged. Like, oh, yeah, we got to do something about that. That's pretty glaring. But then there's stuff up, too, like on the Clues Forum site with, like, that it's on that, you got to go to that section, Undebunkable September Clues. And that is, and they show the one where it's like, okay, there's two different shots of the tower, and the number of slats that are running up and down the side.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Yeah. Yep. I've put it up. It's the Kalazov shot and the other woman. I'll put them up. I got both pictures. One's got like, you know, 80 columns or whatever it's supposed to. The other one's got like 30 less. And it's the same shot with the same smoke pattern and everything, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. They totally gun decked that shit. They totally hacked it up right there.
It's so obvious, dude. And, you know, I've shown that to people, and they're like, I don't get it. I don't get what you're showing me. I'm
like, but what is there not to get? I mean, it's like, yeah, that's, I mean, not
how,
even...
How could the same event at the same exact time have 30 different number of support columns? And you're obviously looking at the same side of the tower. Look at the smoke pattern. It's the same exact smoke pattern in both pictures, you know?
Yeah. It's just amazing. Oh, then the shadow stuff is just where the shadows don't, or the shadows are wrong.
That's, oh, there's so many of those. Like, even before we got into the fake video and we were studying the Ground Zero stuff, probably 6 months before I started looking into the fake video. Like, I already knew about the fake planes, but I mean the fake, you know, the real fake video, fake buildings, all that. You're looking at the Ground Zero pictures, and the shadows just don't work, man. I mean, they're coming from the sun, and you got shadows going in different directions on different buildings, and it's just like, it's just totally crazy when you really analyze the photos, right?
Yeah, and there's absolutely no way around that. There's just no way around it. That's why nobody that I've ever ran across, nobody even that's, you know, alleged debunker, they don't even approach that. Yeah, they won't touch those.
The problem with it is it takes enough detail and enough time to look at it that the average person will never look at that stuff.
Yeah, or, you know, the average person, they're just going to do their double think and move on and say, well, you know, I don't know how you get past it, though. I really don't. I mean, it just shows that people, for the most part, must be, well, I mean, most people aren't looking at it, for one thing, but, you know, the ones that do, they just have something going on psychologically that doesn't allow them to even look at it or analyze it or even think about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you know which one, but one of the people in the chat, Anon3793, he actually asked if he wondered if there was an insurance company that was paying the airline company for losing one of its planes. And there was actually one of the insurance companies that basically told them to go F themselves, and that wasn't an airplane crash because the foam wasn't sticking out and this, that, and the other thing, and we're not paying you for your stage scene over here. I don't know if it was American Airlines or UAL, or do you remember that at all?
I remember hearing about that briefly.
Yeah, there was one, Anon, as far as we know, you know.
But did they have, like, some sort of documentation to show that that's what happened? Or?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't really...
Yeah, who knows really about some of that. But, which I would think, yeah, there would be some stuff out there that would say... Yeah, there was an insurance claim, and then nothing came of it, or I don't know. It's all just so twisted, and, you know, and there's so much disinfo that's been injected into this whole thing that it's just it's hard to weed through it. But, you know, when you're looking at those pictures or those video segments that just can't be true, then that's, I don't know. I think that's just about all you need, you know.
I think so too. I mean, when you've got a picture of an airplane stuck halfway in a building, and there's not a piece of the airplane broken off or a piece of cement broken off. I mean, before you call me an idiot, all right, or a conspiracy theorist, why don't you fucking explain to me how that's possible? Besides it being like a video game. I mean, how is it possible? How can an airplane be embedded halfway in a building, yet the building is intact and the airplane is intact, besides what you can't see that's inside the building? I mean, it's just, you can't explain it. Yeah, there's no way to explain it. Even right here, the three of us trying to think of how we could explain that. You can't explain that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's the videos that we've seen repeated over and over and over, and that are just so public domain and in your face. It's like, yeah, you don't really have to go digging. You have to just look at what's there, right there in front of your face, you know, and then, like, analyze it critically and then say, well, that's just not possible. The nose is not going to come out intact on the other side. Nope. It's just not going to happen. It's just not.
It's smashing your car bumper through the building and coming out the other side intact.
Well, that would be more realistic because, you know, at least your car is made out of metal. A plane like that, I mean, the nose cone is made out of, like, carbon fiber or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to...
And then you have the wings, which didn't break off, and they're made of fiberglass or whatever.
And something that never gets brought up enough plastic. Our friend James brings it up a lot, and nobody ever brings it up. Where the F are all the witnesses to the airplane engine that fell like 1,000 feet out of the sky and hit the pavement, supposedly? You never hear anybody talking about, wow, we saw this engine fall out of the sky. It's almost like something that's been forgotten about. Just another little side fact that, you know, to the impossibility of the whole thing. I mean, there's like no witnesses to this engine falling, 80, 90 stories to the ground. Never mind, it didn't crack the sidewalk or break the scaffolding.
Someone a month or two ago tried telling me their friend almost got hit by it, but it sounds to me like a bunch of bullshit, to be honest. I tried to ask for more. I really didn't get much out of them, but...
No, I'm sure you didn't. Yeah. I'm sure you didn't. Chris, we're going to take a quick break. Could you stick around for a few minutes and still be on, or...?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're just going to play a quick break. Guys, we're going to backtrack a little bit. What I want to do is I want to play you guys the witness I was talking about the Empire State Building. It's only a 3.5-minute interview. I'll start it from the beginning. You can hear she's very jovial at the beginning. She's laughing about it. She calls the guy a Caucasian, which most people would just say a white guy. I mean, now that's not any proof of anything. But wait until about a minute 15 into it. You're going to hear her say... Just like we were talking about earlier in the group today, I know there's a few of you guys in the chat that heard me say it. They say it at every event. It was just like a movie. She says it was just like something on CSI, and 9/11 just happened. So yada 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 yada. But guys, you're listening to Real News Radio. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio on the RealNewsOnline.com. I'm your host Brian Stavely with my co-host Justin Cook, Chris Kendall on the line. And we'll be back in about 6 minutes, guys. We're gonna play a quick song after the interview. But listen to this interview, and I'll give you guys all the link after too, so you can see her expressions yourself.
Can you tell me what the man that you believe was the shooter, we don't know for sure. Can you tell me what he looked like, what he was wearing?
He was Caucasian. I'm not exactly sure what he was wearing. It was just kind of, it happened very quickly. And I'm not sure of his race exactly. I know he was white.
Any estimate on age? Tell me about those that you saw shot. How many people did you see shot? And describe the scene for me. Was there blood on the sidewalk?
There was blood on the sidewalk, actually. I was just, you know, I normally walk across the street like nothing, and then I see that there's blood on the corner. I saw a woman, her foot was covered in blood on the corner there. And when I was actually, I looked across, and there was an ambulance, and people were taking another woman in there, into the ambulance. So those are the only two people that I saw actually... that were taken away that seemed to be innocent bystanders. And then
15 seconds to the TV comment
on the ground.
Give me a sense, Rebecca, of how chaotic a scene it was here around 9 a.m.
I mean, all of a sudden there's just cops running down and people are taping off scenes. It was just kind of like a scene out of CSI, you know, honestly. But it was real, you know, and it wasn't that long ago that 9/11 happened, so I was just kind of like this is really happening, you know, we're here across the street.
I know you saw crowds running. Can you give me a sense of how many people you saw running? Were they saying anything? Did it seem calm? Did it seem frenetic?
It just seemed frenetic, and I honestly thought it was just like a celebrity sighting. I had no idea. Like, it wasn't that many people by the point that I had gotten on the street, but I wasn't sure exactly the number.
How did you feel? Were you scared or just confused?
I was scared and in shock and literally shaking, because normally I take the yellow line, the NRQW, that comes down this way, where the shooting actually started, apparently. This time I took the Bloomberg line, the green line coming up this way. So it's just by chance I missed, you know, being in the action.
Did you see anyone shot, any victims that you believe were dead, or did you only see the woman and the man shot being carted away?
I only saw the woman who had been shot in the foot, right. And obviously she was very upset. And I saw the man dead on the ground in front of the Empire State Building, and I saw the other man down 33rd Street. So the man who had the shooter had been chasing.
In total, how many victims did you see?
I saw four.
And how many do you believe were dead, and how many just shot?
Two were seemed dead to me, and then two were just shot.
And that includes the suspected shooter.
Yes.
Okay. What else can you tell us about what has happened down here? How many police did you see descend on the area? What did they say? How did they clear the area out?
They were very prompt. I mean, there was cop cars and ambulances. Literally in 30 seconds, it was a pretty well contained scene. They were just trying to get people not to cross the scene so they could actually document it.
Did you get any answers? Were you asking police what has happened? Who's been shot? Are we in danger?
I was asking people, who bystanders who were standing by. I didn't actually talk to any police.
Did you talk to anyone else, Rebecca, who witnessed the shooting like you?
I did, and he had a photo of the person who the supposed shooter had shot in the head. So I knew that he was dead from the photo.
What did that fellow witness tell you?
He just said that a man had been chasing another man down the street and by the Starbucks, and he had shot him in the head dead, and then the police had shot him, in turn, had shot the shooter down.
Thank you very much.
Just like a scene from CSI, and 9/11 just happened. Guys, we'll be right back. We're going to play a quick song, 3 minutes. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
Talking about the ghetto. Funky, funky ghetto. Trying to survive. Trying to stay alive. Even though the streets are bumpy, lights burned out. Dope fiends die with a pipe in their mouth. Old school buddies not doing it right. Every day it's the same and it's the same every night. I wouldn't shoot you, bro, but I'd shoot that fool if he played me close and tried to test my cool. Every day I wonder just how I die. Only thing I know is how to survive. There's only one rule in the real world, and that's to take care of you, only you and yours. Keep dealing with the hard times day after day. Might deal me some dope, but then crime don't pay. Black man trying to break in my house again. Thought he got off the dope doing time in the pen. Even though my brothers do me just like that, I get a lot of love, so I'm giving it back to
the ghetto. Stomping out the ghetto. The ghetto.
Funky, funky ghetto.
The ghetto. Trying to live our lives. The ghetto.
Won't you tell nobody to be sure? So just peep the game and crack, cause to me, life is one hard rap. Even though my sister smoked crack cocaine, she was 9 months pregnant, ain't nothing changed. 620 million on a football team, and her baby died just like a dope fiend. The story I tell is so incomplete. 5 kids in the house, no food to eat. Don't look at me and don't ask me why. Mama's next door, getting high. Even though she's got 5 mouths to feed, she'd rather spend her money on a HIT. I always tell the truth about things like this. I wonder if the mayor overlooked that list. Instead of adding to the task force, send some help. Waiting on him, I better help myself. Housing authority and the OPD. All these guns just to handle me.
The ghetto.
slang and duck. Only thing he knows is how to survive. But will he kill another brother before he dies in the ghetto? They keep one eye open all day long, just hoping and hoping you can pay your bills and not drink too much. Then the problems of life you'll be throwing up like me. But you don't see 10 years from now, where will you be?
The ghetto.
Everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. As always, I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook. We've had a couple callers tonight. Right now, we still have Chris Kendall on the line. Where did we leave off, guys, last? My mind's a little lost since the break. What were we last touching on here?
Talk about the Empire State.
Building. Oh, there we go. The Empire State. How much have you looked into it? I mean, obviously, probably we don't need to look into it too much, but I'll be honest. Like I said, I've been working the last 5 days, so if you have anything good on it besides the couple of phony-looking witnesses that I have, why don't you tell us what you got?
Oh, I don't really. I'm totally out of the loop on this one.
Yeah.
I heard that there was nine people shot by cops. Which is pretty crazy. I don't know.
Here's the story as I hear it. Supposedly, this is what they're trying to say. Some guy went to go kill someone he worked with or whatever, and supposedly the cops came up and shot a bunch of people, 9 people. If you look at it, the blood looks a little too red.
As usual.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know, it's just, you know, the whole thing, too, that just the Empire State Building thing, you know, I don't know, you know, it's a possibility of something like this, you know, you know what, if it was just one guy shooting another guy, I might say, sounds plausible, but it's almost like today they want people to be pissed off and rebel and whatnot, so why not say a bunch of idiot New York cops, you know, shot a bunch of innocent people, you know? Yeah, I think it's the MO they're going with.
Yeah.
You know, they're showing a lot of people that are pissed at the system. You know, that seems, you know, the as I think it was Gabe or Shane said in the chat about, you know, the MO about the white domestic terrorist type thing they're trying to use now, you know, they have the Muslim thing nailed down. Why not, you know, try to shift the blame here? You know, they want a race war, so.
Yeah, they
what
want
about this. Go ahead.
No, I said it seems like the media, along with the alternative media and the mainstream media, it's like they want this adversary between the public and the police.
Right. Totally.
That's, oh, absolutely.
Part of the agenda.
They want you to be terrified of them.
For years, they would never put police brutality on the news. All of a sudden, you go to YouTube or even watch the news, you're going to hear a story every night about it. You know, it's for years they would cover that shit up. Now it's you know, making the rounds. They want people to be mad at, you know, these so-called authorities or whatever.
Yeah, So what do you guys think about that interview? With that supposed witness who said, oh, it was just like CSI and 9/11 just happened, except this was all real. It's like, come on, man. It's every time, Justin. Every time.
I know.
Every time. It never fails. I even called it on the Moz thing. I said 30 seconds before she says it was just like a movie. Boom. Yeah. It was just like a movie, she says.
Shane put up the pic I was talking about in the chat about. Yeah, and the Aurora, the guy wearing the Batman shirt in the background, the girl smiling, and then it looks like, you know,
they probably use the same picture for both places.
Well, this is from Aurora. I don't believe this wasn't from New York, but who knows?
Who knows? I won't right now because we just had a break and we just played a witness, but I got two more Batman witnesses I want to play later for everybody that are just ridiculous. I don't know if you guys saw like the Puerto Rican guy where he's like, we were just so pumped up to see the Batman movie. It was going to be so awesome. This is after he just saw all these people get murdered, and then he's talking about it again, and then like 4 minutes into it, he goes into again how awesome the Batman movie was, and then he's like, man, I was gonna die. I thought I was gonna die. And he like starts trying to cry. And he's like, I still got the ticket. And all I could think about when he pulled out that ticket and held it up was Willie Rodriguez with his key.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all I could think about, man. I'm sorry. It was like the same thing to me.
You know, yeah. Simone brought up a good thing in the chat. She said the Empire State Incident makes me think of that scene from The Dark Knight when the Joker is dressed as a cop, and at the right time, gun salute, they turn and take aim at the mayor in innocence.
Yep,
I think the Empire State shooting was sort of like that. Thugs dressed as cops waiting for the gunman suicide mission to open fire, and they all take aim at the innocents.
They have, looking at this forum post, and they have a video still of the gunman and then the cops, like two cops shooting in the opposite direction of the gunman shooting into the people. I mean, wow. I think Justin, man, you hit it on the head, man. That's what they're doing with this shit. If it was even real, like that. And these people they interview, like on these shootings, like they're all the same. They're like very articulate, and they get on there and they just spill out their script and without a hitch, and they're not camera shy. Like that one, I watched that interview on your site, Brian. It's with the Empire State shooting witness you just played, and they have like all these microphones and stuff crammed in her face, and she's just like she's just delivering it like she does it every day, like it's something. Just now, wouldn't you kind of be a little nervous?
Like, oh yeah, and you see how jovial she was in the beginning, like the first 30 seconds she's kind of laughing, and it's almost like where's the rest of the witnesses, because I was trying to get like 15, 20 witnesses before I went on the air tonight. It was like her, all these different videos of her from different agencies, and there were like a couple other people, but like that was really it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they never shook. They never as shook as they should be. If I just saw 12 people get murdered and 50 other people get shot, or, you know, whatever it was for any of these events, man, I'd be pretty shook on camera. I'm not trying to act like a bitch or nothing.
You guys up.
Probably crying or scared or, you know?
You guys got to see, what was that?
No, I just said you'd be a little freaked out at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got shot at, or you saw people get gunned down in the street right in front of you.
Wouldn't you be stuttering some of your words or not using these big, huge words?
Not only that, but you probably just got interrogated by cops most likely too, if it was real and everything else. I think that you'd probably be even camera shy, or if not just you know, there'd be something wrong with you wouldn't look like, you know. But I wanted to bring up something real quick actually. The guy, Jim Stone, earlier, I think Grim posted it in the group. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to read it or not, but it pretty much breaks out the, you know, for you know, without a doubt, the Aurora shooting was staged 100%. As far as, you know, check this out, one of the witnesses, or one of the people that supposedly died, the lady that was supposedly at a mass shooting at a mall, a couple, you know, she worked for the media, was at a mass shooting at a mall and everything. Check this out. She actually went on her Twitter account and talked about, it was having a conversation with someone. It's on her Twitter account where they say that she's capable of making gunfire happen or, so, you know, so, something like that. And then she responds like, blah, ha, 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 you know. When, you know, even if she was saw something like that, like a major shooting a couple months ago, and all of a sudden she just died. You think this woman would be laughing like that?
No, not at all.
And then check this out. She said that she was moving to a house that had 7 pools and a lake. Sounds like a CIA retreat to me. You know, sounds like some type of place where, you know, they bring all these people. And, of course, she was, I guess there was 2 of them in the SSDI right away. So it's like they already have them ready. So I guess the SSDI is not going to be any good for us anymore. I think they learned as far as 9/11 goes that, you know, and even the Lofter thing, they have to start using the SSD, you know, they have to start, you know, making people just fake their deaths type thing. But there's a lot of stuff, you know, I just saw it right before the show. So, but I'll tell you what, this guy, I don't know, Chris, have you had any contact with this guy, Jim Stone? I know. He reposted something that Brian had a while ago, jimstonefreelance.com. He's got a lot of info on his site that definitely, you know, to me, prove without a doubt that this was, you know, a totally, totally staged event. Also the blood spatters look as if someone was painting them on by, you know, was dropping them by hand. And the fact that you don't have any footprints in them if someone was carrying someone. Bleeding, they're definitely going to, you know, get blood on their, you know what I mean? You're going to have footprints, and the fact the blood spatters are going the wrong way, it just makes, you know, a ton of sense. Sounds like this kid who was making straight A's a couple months ago, all of a sudden got zapped or whatever, and then they used him as a patsy, probably parked him outside, and had a drill go off, pretended a bunch of people got shot, killed, and then arrested this kid. And, you know, I don't know if this is 100% true about his father. I do know his about the Labor scandal, because I haven't been able to really find too many sources for it. But his father did work for DARPA. That's 100% sure. So, it's very possible that this was something you know, done to where, and not only that, but check this out too. Why wouldn't anyone else, you know, the fact that he actually is already in trial right now, you know, normally something like that, you know, you might have a bond hearing right away or whatever, but the fact that he's being held without bond and already has a trial, it's like they're trying to get it over with, you know. It's not so much like some of the other ones where we've even had fake shooters like Lofner. You know, I don't know that Lofton was even a real person anymore, just because of what so many pictures they showed us. But as far as this guy goes, just the drugged upness they showed in the court, you know, the fact that they're showing him, they haven't showed some of these other ones. You know, I don't know. You have to take a look at this article. It breaks it down and gets into some stuff. But
yeah, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. That was something that was just recently posted in the group. It seemed like a lot of you guys were all commented on this stuff, but I was on the road and stuff, so I didn't get a chance to read into it yet, but it was pretty good, yeah. Maybe, can you grab the link and maybe throw it in the chat for people, or what?
Sure.